Fest. It's Thursday, August 31st. We're here on parcel number 710-08-115-008. Madam Collins and Melinda Reynolds, Chairman.
Linda Mudgeon.
Luann Deere.
Kent Baker.
Jeff Stevens.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Phil Murphy, County Attorney.
Oh, sorry. You're not in place.
Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Christy Lewis, Assessor.
Dale Walmsley, Cash.
Jamie James, I'm here on behalf of Mallory Farms.
We're going to let the assessor go first. We're going to give you 3 minutes to present your case, and then if you have a rebuttal, we can do that afterwards.
Okay, all that's going to testify, if you'll stand and raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Well, he passes that out. I did a little brief just so y'all could read kind of what his letter is, the second attachment, page 2. That he turned into Margaret, saying what they were coming on. I think that it's a misunderstanding kind of developers' discounts and how they work, based on plat that are filed and how they're set up. I'm not sure of that. She can explain that better and their stuff, but and Dale too, based on what they talked about. But I kind of explained how they work, and that's what we have is kind of what we explained in our letter, how that works over there for Tommy Lowe's division.
Did you provide a copy for her?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is I guess you'd say, misunderstanding on developer's discount on how, when it is given, when it is not. The map I handed you is part of the Tommy Lewis area back in there, Tommy Lewis Farms. I've got a number, you can read the numbers on there, when they sold, on there. I can tell you when they sold, what they sold for. The parcel there in question of the 008, I've got number 1 written on it. They originally bought that in the 5th month, 2013. It was 8.78 acres, and they paid $6.01 for it. Since then, they have split out approximately 2 acres and built a, I believe it's a 4-story office building on there across the street from the hospital. The remaining acres got revalued at $6.75 a foot, where it currently is now. I have sales of everything in there. If you want me to go through them, I'll be glad to. Like I say, that was the first one. Number 2 on the list is also owned by Mallory Farms. They purchased it in 2013 for $5.38 a foot for $3 million. We have $2,781,000 on it. Number 3 is Superior Manor. That's right off Tommy Lewis Drive on the northern part of your map. It is now a retirement center. Some of us lost it. The sale on it occurred in February 2015 for $6.75 a foot. The fourth one, it's a little smaller. It's on the corner down there. It's a bank. It's an acre and a quarter. It sold in 2016 for $8.50 a foot. Number 5, I guess that's in there, sorry. 5 is a urology. It sold in 2019. Right at $3 million, which is $10 a foot.
And that was Mallory who sold that.
Pardon?
That was Mallory who sold that to urology.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Thank you. I missed that. in on the number six there on Landmark. It sold in 21 for $9.13. So everything I've looked at is lower than what this one's going for. This does have more acreage. I mean, it's more comparable to number three, which is 5.61 acres. And the number eight is 6.79 acres. So I say the number three sold for 675. We have this on 675. Now we've changed some stuff to Mellie Farms. But it's further down Dave or Ford Drive where they built the new motel and stuff in there. When that was purchased, we just valued the whole thing. I think we've changed the value since it was originally purchased. And we went back in. When I was looking at it, I saw that there wasn't a developer's discount on it, and we applied a developer's discount on the part that hasn't been built yet because they are developing the land.
Development. His neighbor is the 105 Development Group, which is the developer of that subdivision.
Right.
So Tommy Lewis and Al Crafton are the developers of that subdivision.
Yeah.
There's still a lot owned in there that is 105 Development Group, which is Al Crafton. They still own a lot in there. So they still are developers of that sub.
Okay.
So they still qualify for the 50%.
So they have to retain rights on the development for
as long as they own
it.
Just like Mally does on his Mally district, and that's what I put in there. As long as Mally, like the Mally district he just filed over there, as long as he owns those lots, he'll receive the 50% developer discount on those.
On the
also,
concept.
Yes. And if he never sells those to anybody else, he'll still have those 50% developer discount also.
Okay.
Until he sells those on his side, because he developed that subdivision. And any of the future ones that he develops over there, he'll retain those also until he sells.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I think another question was, how did the taxable value go up every year when the land value didn't?
You're saying the land value, you feel, did not go up at all?
No, the records we show doesn't have any, doesn't have the land value going up, but the taxable value keeps going up every year.
It's been going up to 10% every year.
Yeah.
So that's just like a standard.
That's a name it's
79. Okay. So we set the full value and it's been going up to 10% towards that every year.
It maxed out in 22.
So it won't go up anymore.
And in 23, it won't be any higher.
Okay. It could go up in the next reappraisal.
Because the reappraisal
which
now,
is next
what,
year.
Every 3 years and not every five anymore.
Four.
Is it four?
Four?
Okay.
So it's maxed out, so 23 will be full value until reappraisal.
Right.
That's
what
they
call it.
No, they
go
away.
Four. They do, but we haven't started
yet.
You could
have emailed it.
When does that start?
When ours is completed in 24, we'll start with it. But the rest of the state didn't do that. Not all of them. Some of them are going to start in about 3.
Does the board have any questions? Are y'all done, or are you done?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're okay with what they just explained, and you understand that now that it did
mess?
Okay. It did mess up. We've appraised it at, and we're good with.
Yeah, I was thinking he was misunderstanding that he is a developer also, but he wasn't the developer of this subdivision, but he is a developer of a subdivision.
That, yeah, that is.
And that it was just a misunderstanding of the plats, of who's actually on each plat in the, is what I was thinking.
So then, due to the misunderstanding, we're all okay with the way that it states and has been tax rightly correct.
Just need a motion.
So, Madam Chairman, I move that there is no change made.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Okay. Then on parcel number 7100815-008, there'll be no change.
Did everybody? Okay, I got it. Never mind. That is all I have.
Motion to adjourn.
For the year.
For the
Madam
year.
Madam Chairman, I move that the Equalization Board will adjourn for the year 2023. We'll see y'all next time.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.